This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite is sponsored by Cray and Intel. The new Cray XE30 supercomputer, powered by Intel Xeon processors, delivers scalable performance for the most demanding computing challenges. For more information, visit www.cray.com/ownXE30.
This is HPC Wire Soundbite, your weekly source of commentary and insight on the HPC stories shaping the industry.
Welcome to a special edition of HPC Wire Soundbite for June 20th, 2013, live from the closing day of the ISC conference in Leipzig, Germany. I'm Addison Snell with Intersect 360 Research, joined again by my regular co-host, Nicole Hemsoth, editor of HPC Wire. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Addison. How are you?
Good. You know, I've got a compressed time frame because I'm about to do the closing session here with Analyst Crossfire, but I wanted to sync up on some of the top stories from the show. And with all the news around the new top 500 number one system, you wrote an article about maybe we need a different way to also look at what constitutes that number one.
Yeah, right. So this actually came up during our first podcast of ISC when we talked to the top 500 founders. And Jack Dangara hinted at the idea that he might be presenting some ideas on a new benchmark, and indeed he did. And this has really gotten people talking about, you know, the idea of what a new benchmark should include. So
Right. This is just from the frustration that LINPACK doesn't adequately represent a lot of mixed workload environments for HPC.
Right, right. It's not keeping up with real application performance. And even more so, the idea that there are lots of ways around the system and designing systems to meet LINPACK versus offer some real performance. So
what's this going to look like then?
Yeah, it's called the High Performance Conjugate Gradient Benchmark, which is not quite as clean as just High Performance LINPACK. The mathematics on this are pretty complex when you're talking about differential equations. And Jack Dangara and Michael Hero have done a good job of providing a primer for those who are interested and have the expertise to really read this. It's rather complex. But the real idea here is that you're going to have a new benchmark that looks at performance in a way that factors in new data access patterns, but the way that data access patterns have been happening for some time. You know, when LINPACK was designed, it had nothing to do with the way that, you know, we pull and use data. So this is absolutely necessary. It may be missing a few things that are addressed in some of the other benchmarks, like the Green 500, for instance, where you get an idea of how efficient a system is. It'd be great to have a composite score. And I should mention, too, this is not going to replace LINPACK as the sole measure.
No, of course not. It couldn't possibly replace LINPACK. You could seek to augment it.
Right, right. So it's an alternate benchmark or an alternate number. I have a feeling that if this takes off, you know, in the outside world, when people pay attention to this and cover it in, say, the New York Times or whatever it is, they'll look at the top 500 results. But in the community,
right,
I think that this is going to carry a lot more weight.
Right, and I know that NCSA is one of the sites that's behind this. I think it's a good idea. I talked to Bill Kramer about it at length last night during the social event, the ISC Cloud and Big Data Barbecue that we had here, and Chris Willett and I spent some time with Bill Kramer discussing it. I think it's a very good idea and one that we would lend our own assistance to the extent that we could. My view on it is that there is room, absolutely, for additional metrics, not to displace LINPACK, as I said, but to augment it. But any new composite score or ranking or index or benchmark that you bring in, my view would be that you have to still make it as simple to digest as LINPACK. It can be a more complicated way to get there, but you should have an index or a score that allows you to easily show where you stand relative to something else for this metric.
Right. We're going to get an idea of how this works pretty soon. Jack Dangara said that by SC13, it's going to be up and ready and rolling. So we'll start to see what kind of traction this gets, if any, or you know, if people just go, okay, there's the number that we are all going to use from now on to decide what systems have actual application relevant value.
Need scalability across the performance spectrum? The Cray XC30 supercomputer family delivers on Cray's commitment to an adaptive supercomputing architecture that provides both extreme scalability and sustained performance, leveraging a robust processor roadmap, high-performance interconnect, and flexible network topology. Users can configure the exact machine to meet their specific requirements today and also remain confident that they can upgrade and enhance their system to address the most challenging multi-petaflop application demands of the future. To learn more about Intel Xeon processor-enabled Cray supercomputers, visit www.cray.com/ownXC30.
As we look forward to some of the other trends, by the time we get to these next generation of supercomputers, there were interesting trends that emerged for us during the show. Obviously, it was a good show for Intel. Intel Xeon Phi had a lot of the news, not only with the new number one system, but also some new roadmap data that was disclosed around Knight's Landing and some of the numbers in the chip family. We're going to come back to that on another more detailed podcast later. Another interesting trend that came out for me was not only some of the enhancements around storage with parallel file systems. I think it was a big conference for parallelism in general, but we noticed that we're increasingly hearing this term around a storage operating system, which I guess has always been a thing, but it seems like we're hearing this term a little more regularly now.
Right. There have been a lot of announcements this week around Lustre and parallelism. For instance, I just posted a story about Cray, and we can get back to this another time or later in this conversation, but they came out with their own kind of snap-in, more diverse storage ecosystem around Lustre.
Right.
There have been a lot of announcements around this, and I don't think I've ever seen this many out of one show. It seems strange.
Cray had a Lustre announcement. Xyratex had a Lustre announcement. Intel and WhamCloud with their Enterprise Edition Lustre last week. And then, of course, not Lustre, but GPFS storage server from IBM, another part of the parallel file system equation. But then this notion of a storage operating system that we see from a few vendors is, I think, noteworthy in that it's parallel to the Linpack discussion we were just having, because if you accept the notion that there's more to your storage performance than the peak bandwidth or the peak message rate, and by the time you adopt a mixed workload, how your software in storage keeps that workflow running optimally, I think winds up being an important consideration. So those are some of the things we saw. Anything else noteworthy for you, Nicole, during the show?
No, I really could not agree with you more that this was the Intel definitely stole the show this year. Oddly enough, there weren't a lot of just head-turning announcements at the show, but if you look at frequency, for instance, if you go to HPC Wire and you scroll through our Off the Wire from this week at ISC, you're going to see Phi over and over. So striking up a partnership there. It was really their show, and when you walk by the Intel booth, you got the feeling that they knew it was their show. It's interesting.
Well, and in fact, you had a conversation with someone from Inspur who was behind that Milky Way 2 system, did you not?
Yes, I did, and that was fascinating. So Linky, she works for Inspur, but she did a lot of the HPC application work for the new Milky Way, the Tianhe 2 system. And she also worked on the Tianhe 1 system. So, and this story will be coming out as soon as I get about an hour of sleep, which I would like. But she talked about the differences in using GPU for these really complex application sets, and she also talked about how Phi compares in terms of both porting, and then the real tricker is the optimization piece. So I have some really great firsthand thoughts that actually match up pretty well with what Carl Schultz from TAP about with Stampede not too long ago. I think we did mention that. But a really interesting conversation. Another thing that came out of that, and I think this is interesting, she said China is looking at this as not as we are China, we are top dog in supercomputing, but look what can be done, and let's work together as a global community to push supercomputing forward.
Yes.
And I thought, and she said it with such passion. I mean, she really meant it, and it was kind of a neat moment. But when I asked her about what the applications look like on Tianhe 2, she was vague about it at first, but you know, the real emphasis for them is on manufacturing, is on actual practical industrial use. So she said, for instance, China wants to use this as the competitive edge to do something as specific as build out their own airline business. So right now they are reliant on, you know, Boeing and Airbus. But she said the Tianhe 2 system, one of the most important applications is going to be modeling aircraft. So this is going to be a game changer for China.
Sure.
I mean, really interesting stuff.
A matter of national advantage that plays directly into the political goals within the country right now. Well, Nicole, that'll wrap me up for right now. I need to get out on stage for my analyst Crossfire panel. It's a pleasure talking to you as always. I know we've got many more topics that we'll discuss, and we'll continue the conversation back from the North American side in our regular podcast next week.
All right. I wish you the best of luck on your Crossfire, and I will see you soon.
Thanks, Nicole. Bye-bye.
This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite is sponsored by Cray and Intel, the new Cray XC30 supercomputer, powered by Intel Xeon processors, delivers scalable performance for the most demanding computing challenges. For more information, visit www.cray.com/ownXC30.
You've been listening to HPC Wire Soundbite. Got a question or comment? Email soundbite@hpcwire.com. HPC Wire Soundbite is available every Friday afternoon from iTunes or at hpcwire.com. HPC Wire, the leading source for global news and information covering the ecosystem of high productivity computing.